What's good about it? There is an art to reaching an agreement. Most climate agreements have failed because they tried to agree everything at the same time. The Professor of International Relations, David Victor, believes that you, quotes, grow an agreement by agreeing to settle on small, less contentious elements first, and then building as you go. The journey to and from a tipping point follows a path that begins with policy-driven transition through research, development, demonstration, deployment subsidy, infrastructure investment and tax. At that tipping point, it becomes a self-accelerating transition. In a positive tipping cascade, support for electric vehicles leads to deployment rising and costs falling, which makes them cheaper than petrol cars, trucks then follow, and eventually renewable energy and battery storage is cheaper than coal power, so the oil companies have to diversify their investments. Old so-called equilibrium economics is far weaker than evolutionary economics or complexity economics that allows for unexpected variations. Many observers believe that doom-mongering is a counterproductive approach to climate change because it makes people switch off and not pay attention to what needs to be done. It has even been called shroud-waving. An old military chief is quoted as saying, "Tell me what you know, tell me what you don't know, and tell me what you think." In summary, without proper climate change risk assessments that outline the full extent of the threat, we cannot expect leaders to have the political will to take on the difficult tasks of transition as determinedly as they must. What you have to watch? Not much. This is an interesting take on why policy is so far behind the science.